Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Dear Father, we want to thank you for the blessings of this day. We thank you for your working among us here at the camp. And Lord, we just commit this evening to you, and we trust that you will work in our hearts. You would work in the cottagers and the campers in the village. God, that you would continue to move by your Spirit. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. We depend upon your working. It must be you, Lord, who does the work. Lord, we pray for our churches back home, all the churches represented here. God, again, we ask that you would continue to move by your Spirit. God, that you would revive our churches. Send revival. Come, Holy Spirit, Lord. Breathe upon us, Lord. Make us all that you have called us to be at this time in this world. Jesus, we want to be that city set on a hill that cannot be hid. And so, Lord, come to us. Come, come, even now, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you, we praise you, we praise you, Lord, we praise you, Lord, we praise you, Lord. Oh, Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, bajaka baka baka bajoko boko bojeke jeke ba. Oh, God, come, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's sing together number 127 in the hymn book. 127. Sing. God sent his mighty power to this poor sinful heart to keep me every hour and needful grace impart. And since the Spirit came to take supreme control, the glove and kindled flame is burning in my soul. The fire of heavenly love is burning in my soul. The Holy Spirit came, all glory to his name. The fire of heavenly love is burning in my soul. Before the cross I bow, upon the altar lay, Savior paid the price, my name he sweetly calls. Upon the sacrifice, the fire from heaven falls. 'Tis burning in my soul, 'tis burning in my soul. The fire of heaven, love is burning in my soul. The Holy Spirit came, all glory to his name. Fire of heavenly love is burning in my soul. No good that I have done, his promise I embrace. Accepted in the Son, he saves me by his grace. Oh, glory be to God, let hallelujahs roll. His love is shed abroad. Fire is in my soul, 'tis burning in my soul, 'tis burning in my soul. The fire of heaven, love is burning in my soul. The Holy Spirit came, more glory to his name. The fire of heavenly love is burning in my soul. Touch us tonight. Oh, Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need the fire, dear God. Fire of your love, dear God. Oh, come to us, Lord. Make us hungry and thirsty for you, Jesus. Make us hungry and thirsty, Jesus, for just you. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come, Holy Spirit. And your power, Strength for my weakness. Come, come, dear Lord, come. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Jesus, someone pray with us, please. Oh, God.
We are so thankful for your presence this night. Yes. Drawing near unto us. Lord, work in our hearts. So willing to do with your good pleasure. Mold us, melt us, fill us, use us. Spirit of God, descend upon us, we pray. Be pleased, be glorified in getting your will done, work done in our hearts. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Get your will done, Lord. Let your will be done. Praise God. You may be seated. It's nice to have Brother Tom and Sister Anne Marie Barnes with us. And not putting you guys on the spot, but it'd be nice to hear from them, right? Always. And so, as the Lord leads, though, as the Lord directs, it's nice to have Brother John Schreck with us. And so, dear brother, be free also. And all of us, we're here in God's presence, right? To be moved and led by Him. I appreciate the meetings at camp, the freedom, the liberty that we have. And so, we don't abuse that liberty, but we allow the Lord to use us and to move among us. There was one brother in our church years ago. He was one of the founders of the Williamsburg Pentecostal Church. And he had a favorite song that he would lead out. What I'm setting you up for is if you have a song and you want to sing, you can lead out in song as well, testimony song. But he would lead out, "Why am I here in this big old world? What does God want me to do? There is a reason for everything, a reason for me and for you. God wants me to be like Jesus, to love and to serve here below. He wants me to make this world better. So that is my mission, I know." Now, I don't know why I thought of that tonight, but you can make this meeting better. By opening your heart and in faith, receiving and believing, "God, what do you have for me tonight? Or what would you want me to say to bless those that are gathered here?" All right, so let's just let God have His way.
Water. Happy now am I, my satisfied. I'm drinking at the springs of living water, oh, wonderful and bountiful supply. I'm drinking at the springs of living water. Happy now am I, my soul is satisfied.
Service this morning. Hope you all do too. Especially about Nebuchadnezzar and his son, to whom did the wrong thing, didn't he, as we heard. But I thought it was interesting when we read at the, I guess I forget which verse it was, where it says, you knew these things. He knew these things. You know, we go to church and we hear so many wonderful things.
By the time I want your coffee.
And we hear many wonderful things. And God speaks to us through His Word, because His Word is sharp. Sharper than any two-edged sword. It really gets into us. When I read the Word of God, it convicts me. When I read the Word of God, it blesses me. I get excited. I know that we all do that. When you read the Word of God, something just comes right out to you and it speaks to you. And today it did that to me in such a precious, precious way. And so there's a lot of things we've learned, right? I want to ask a question. And forgive me for being blunt in saying this, because this is something I've witnessed in my days. Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? We've heard these things. Why are we not going after these things? Young people, the greatest thing you can do while you're up at this camp is seek the Lord until you find Him, until He comes to you, until He breaks forth within your soul. And we need to believe that. I think it was Vance Havner that said this. He said, every Christian ought to be living with the sense of wonder. That God's going to do wonderful things. God wants to do wonderful things all the time. He hasn't changed. He's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. And what He did way back when, He's still doing today. But we have to desire that. We have to want that. I've been hearing the testimonies of you young people, and some of you have gone through some real tough times. Well, let me tell you, the way of the world is hard. The way of the transgressor is hard. We don't live according to the course of this world anymore, because if you do, the Bible says friendship with the world is enmity with God. You're an enemy of God if you love the world. That's why He says, come out from among them, be separate, and touch not the unclean thing anymore. We need to come out of that. And so Jesus came to save us. He didn't come to convict us, and He didn't come to make you feel bad, but He came to show you His love. Isn't it wonderful, the love of God that sent His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him will not perish, but have everlasting life. When I first got saved and was hearing the great news of the gospel, I had a good friend, my friend Mike Carg. We grew up together, and he would tell me about the wonderful things of God because he was on fire for God. I didn't know these things. But the thing I found, he says, you know, Tom, you always have these heart palpitations. You always feel bad. He says, you know, God can heal you. I said, really? And you know, God wants to come. He says, if you seek Him, you'll find Him. And these little things that I heard for the first time, I didn't know anything about the gospel, began to excite me. And then I was invited to go to church. Did anybody get invited to go to church? Anybody here? Isn't that how wonderful? Somebody invited you, got saved. You heard the word of God. The gospel of the good news. It's good news. We're coming out of darkness. We're going into marvelous light. And God has something for you young people, but you've got to find it. The Bible says this twice. I think it's in the 14th chapter of Proverbs and also in the 16th chapter of Proverbs. Forgive me, I just forgot my verse there. It'll come to me. Let's see. Let me turn to it, and I'll get it to you. Okay.
Must be over 60, brother.
Yeah, it is. I'm over 60.
Happens to me.
All right, so here we have it right here. There is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the ways thereof are the ways of death. We heard about drinking of the springs of living water. Why would any man want to live according to the course of this world when it says there's a way that seems right? I always thought there was a way that seemed right. I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to get a good job. I'm going to make lots of money. And I'm going to support my family. That's all good stuff. But my emphasis and my thoughts were on making money. I didn't know the gospel. But now we know the gospel. Now we heard these things. And what are we doing with them? We're supposed to go deeper in God. God wants to really bless you. God really wants to come to you. Young people, the greatest thing you can do is seek for the baptism. And so I had that admonishment given to me, and I began to seek, and I began to ask, and I began to knock, because that the Bible says, how much more does our Heavenly Father want to give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him?
Hallelujah.
Have you been asking? And then if you ask and say, well, it didn't happen, don't give up. Don't say, well, I'll wait till God does it. You know, seeking equals finding, and you've got to seek until you find. My mother lost a diamond out of her ring twice. Once in a parking lot.
And she said, oh, dear Jesus, help me find my ring. Oh, dear Jesus, help me find my ring. And so she went all over, everywhere. And she was giving up. And then she's walking around where I parked somewhere over here. And she saw this little sparkle. She goes, oh, thank you, Lord. She found her diamond ring. She lost it again when she was 89 years old. She was working as an aide at a little school from kindergarten to third grade or second grade. And she dropped her diamond again out of her ring. And it landed somewhere, and she didn't know where it was. And she said, well, maybe I left it at the school. And she looked around, and she looked, and there saw it sparkling again in the corner somewhere. She found it twice. You know, listen, God wants you to find him. He's more valuable than a diamond ring. He's more valuable than the job and the money that I wanted to make. We need him, and he wants to come to you, young people. He does. I just want to encourage you. Seek him while you're here. Ask him to come to you. Why should it take so long? It really shouldn't take so long. The Bible says that we are to repent, we're to be baptized, and then we're filled with the Spirit. He didn't say, now, I want you to repent, and 2 years later, I want you to get baptized in water, and then just kind of do it your own thing until God talks to you, God will come to you, I'll go to church, he'll hear it. All those things are true. And then maybe 5 years later, I'll get filled with the Spirit. No, he wants to come to us now to give us the strength that we need to live a holy life. Amen. So when you go back into the world and you're tempted, you have the strength of God in you. He's reigning within you. He wants to possess your body. He wants to come to you. No, that's in the Bible. The Bible says you're not your own anymore. You were bought with a price. You're to glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. We don't belong to ourselves anymore, in case you didn't know that. And that's where the trouble is. We still hold on to self. You got to get rid of self. You got to get rid of some of the friends you're hanging with. Some of the friends you're hanging with are going to bring you down. I think you know it. And you just got to make that. You love them. Pray for them. Be a child of God. Act like a child of God. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Pray for the lost. Somebody prayed for you. You're here today. I know God's going to bless you, guys. I know he's going to come to you because his word says so. You just have to live in a spirit of expectancy. You have to just believe that he wants to do it. And don't think it's going to happen next year. Let it happen now. Live in a sense of wonder today that God's going to do something wonderful for you while you're here. God bless you.
Amen.